All right, coming back at you live. What's happening? Keeping it real, man. Keeping it real. Looking at the news, there's not a lot going on in the news. Well, let's see. I have Paralympics. You guys know what the Paralympics?
Who cares?
Special Olympics. They call it the Paralympics. That was on a few weeks ago, and I was watching the Paralympics. And I am against, very strongly against the Paralympics. I don't think that that is right to do. And
surprise, motherfucker.
I mean, who else thinks this is wrong? You're gathering up a bunch of handicapped people, as many handicapped people as you can find, forcing them to go to an arena.
This is the worst fucking day of my fucking life.
Probably against their will, most of them, you know. You dress them up in Olympic outfits just so you can race them? This is not good.
Winning.
I don't know how this is acceptable. I was watching the Paralympics a few weeks ago. It was on. People in wheelchairs playing basketball, and I'm going to be honest, none of them looked happy to be doing it. I mean, they're just being exploited. It's not right to do. I don't think we should gather up handicapped people and race them. I'm against that. I'm surprised you people think that's fine. A lot of you people think that's fine. Think that's good? No, it's not good.
I did not know that.
But I do love handicapped people, most of them. My favorite, my all-time favorite handicap, well, it's in the top five. One of my top five handicapped disabilities, and it's very rare, but the Siamese twins. Remember the Siamese twins? I never pass up a video on YouTube of a Siamese twins. It's great. I usually hate twins. I don't know. I don't like twins. They freak me out. I'm not a fan of twins. If you are a fan of twins, that's your prerogative. That's your experience. That's not my experience. Twins have been awful to me. I hate most twins. And I don't like women who give birth to twins. They're witches. It's sorcery. It's not natural. It's unsettling, okay? Whenever I see a set of twins together, I'm thinking about which one I like more, you know? Because one of them's always better than the other one. Which one of these two do I like more? Because, you know, it's a proven fact that the mother only has so many good genes and good chromosomes to hand out. She doesn't have... One of those twins are going to suck. That's just science. That's reality, folks. It's impossible for a woman to distribute all of her good genes to two babies when she's supposed to have one. But, you know, Siamese twins. You can't call them Siamese twins anymore. We got to be politically correct. They're called conjoined twins now. One body... Two heads. I'm looking at some pictures on Google. And I'm going to be honest, this does not look comfortable. I bet these people have a lot of neck issues. You know, I bet chiropractors are not too keen on working on Siamese twins either. You know, just be to be dealt that hand in life, you know, always have that other head right there next to you looking at you. No thanks. I wouldn't want to be one, but I do like watching... The videos, I think it's very interesting. I mean, who wipes? How do they decide which hand wipes? You know, that's got to be a problem. I imagine they take turns. That's the only fair way to do it. But the fighting must never end. But I wonder if they ever physically fight. You know, throw punches at themselves. I mean, if they start fighting, that would be a video I'd like to see. Two Siamese twins physically fighting each other, huh? The wipes, though. Who's wiping? I don't know. It doesn't matter who wipes. It doesn't matter to me how Siamese twins wipe their ass. I'm just saying. Imagine dating a Siamese twin. Do you get both twins? I would think you'd get both heads, right?
Hi, everybody. It's me.
I mean, there'd be no way you could date one head of a Siamese twin. I'm dating this half. Someone else is dating the other half. It's not logistically possible. The other one's just, you know, you're trying to make love to your woman and the other one's just staring you down the whole time. I mean, after all, it's her vagina too, right? No, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but they got a tough road. I'm being sympathetic to Siamese twins. Ever notice that Siamese twins are never hot? It's not like two beautiful women. You know, is that mean? That's kind of mean. But they're never, you know, strikingly beautiful. That would be interesting. Siamese twins that, but they both look like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, you know? What about one head, two bodies conjoined? It wouldn't be great, but one head, two bodies would probably be better.
Yes, queen!
Then, you know, you're going to spend a lot of money on shoes, but, you know, might be a little better than two heads. It just, that's too much. How do you date a Siamese twin? I think you get them both. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm looking here. Can't see. It doesn't really say how that part works out on Google. Siamese twins have to sleep on their back. That's not good.
Come on, man.
That's a big, I couldn't stand that. That wouldn't be good. I'm just trying to find more information on this stuff, and I think it's just that you just never know what you're going to get with these conjoined twins. You don't know what kind of body parts and where they're going to be. You know, maybe there's a vagina for each head when you get them undressed. Who knows what's down there? You know, it's all messed up. You don't know. There might be a extra thumb attached to its lower back, or, you know, it's all messed up, so you don't know what's going to. Once you get the clothes off a Siamese twin, I think it's just a free-for-all. There's probably different body parts all over the place. I don't know. I mean, there's no pictures on here. They're not showing that. I bet they do fight. I bet they get into some fights. And I would think that the headbutt would be the move, you know, for the fighting. You just headbutt the other, you know what I mean? That's about all you could do. Can't start throwing punches. That ain't gonna work. You know, the real question is, how do you vaccinate these people? How do you know when they're fully vaxxed? Is it two shots? Is it four shots? We won't know that for years. And I just don't think they could date two guys. I don't think you could find two guys they're gonna willing to put up with the whole, hey, it's my turn. My turn. You know what I mean? You got two heads and one vagina. I don't know. It would take some pretty understanding fellas. Not too many upsides to being a conjoined twin. Save money on shoes. That's about it. That's about the only perk. It says here they also have Siamese cats. I've never seen that. A cat with two heads. But I guess they have them. But, you know, people got to be more understanding. That's the thing. I'm trying to bring awareness. People got to be more understanding. You know, a lot of people I'm reading on here, transgender people. Some people say it's gay to have sex with a transgender person. They think that's gay. It's just the opposite. I mean, do you know how much you have to absolutely love vagina to have sex with one that's close enough? That's close enough. I mean, you have to really love vagina to go, that'll do. That's close enough. That's not gay. It's the opposite of gay. And today's show is brought to you by Tires Plus. They don't just put new tires on your car. They take care of your rims, too. Because if you don't take care of your rims, a lot of times rust will form on your rims. You're never going to keep your tire pressure up unless they clean those rims. They got to give you, they do a nice little rim job for you. Special deal for my listeners. Any Tires Plus location, you will get four new tires and you will receive one free rim job. They do the rims, they got to make sure the rims don't have rust on them. Otherwise, they're going to have a slow leak. And it's nice because you get a free rim job with every set of tires. Nothing feels better than riding down the road knowing you've just had a rim job for free. Also, they are meticulous about tire pressure. They make sure the tires are pumped up to the right PSI. That's very important. They do a great job of blowing up the tires. You get a great blow job. You get a rim job. They do a great job on everything. You know, it's very important for a comfortable ride, for gas mileage, to get your tires done right. Make sure you get a perfect rim job. Make sure you get a perfect blow job from Tires Plus. That's stupid. Sorry. That's dumb. Rim job. I mean, I just recently found out what a rim job is. And, no thanks. How bored are you people with sex that you're resorting to doing such debauchery? Grow up. That's disgusting. You know, not everything is meant to be licked. Relax. For Christ's sakes. The View. Seen this on the news. The View. The show The View. How is this show still on the air? Five dumb women sit around and talk around a table about nothing. And it's been on for, 30 years? Who the hell is watching The View and why?
You piece of shit loser.
It's a disjointed, scattered piece of shit that is hosted by the most untalented women that have ever graced a television set. Never funny, never engaging. Anyway, in the news today, The View is going to have on Vice President Kamala Harris. She was going to come on The View, and this was fake, I think. This was very fake, very staged. They had to stop the show, okay? In the middle of the show, they stopped the show and pulled off two of the dumb broads off the stage, saying that their COVID tests that they took before taping came back positive. Two of the people on the show tested positive, so they yanked them off stage. And Kamala, of course, couldn't risk being in that area anymore, so she didn't come out. So fake. So dumb. And, you know, what are they doing? COVID testing before each show, but they let them go out and do the show before the tests come back? How dumb do these people have to be to believe this? Okay, we're running COVID tests. Hey, while these are being processed, why don't you gals go out and start the show? I mean, obviously this whole thing was just a joke. It's very dumb. For a very dumb show. Let me get this straight. So this is what it was. They're all fully vaccinated. So fully vaccinated Kamala Harris chose not to sit down with fully vaccinated hosts of The View because two of their fully vaccinated hosts tested positive even though they were fully vaccinated. Okay. None of them were sick, by the way. They all felt great. So anyway, you ever accidentally popped a Viagra?
Tell me, help you.
Hi, I had a question about Viagra, boner pill.
Sure.
I took some Viagra, and I'm done. And how long does this take to get the turtle back in the shell, so to speak?
Just give me 1 second. Hi, is this Haley? I mean, is this the gentleman calling?
Well, yeah, I was calling. It's kind of embarrassing, but
no, I've heard some of it.
Yeah, I took Viagra accidentally, and
yeah, okay.
I'm done with it. I want it to be. I got to go to work here in a little bit, so I'm just kind of wondering if I can take a hot shower or what do we do?
How long ago did you take it?
I don't know, 8 or 9 minutes ago, something like that. Not very long ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I don't know if there's something
I can...
4 to 8
hours.
What's that?
It can last up to 4 to 8 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought that it would, you know, calm down after I was done, and I'm done.
Yeah, no. It lasts about 4 to 8 hours.
That's not good.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can eat a banana or nothing I can do? Because I'm trying to get my pants on, and I'm telling you, it looks ridiculous. It's not going to, I mean, there's just no way I can go to work like this.
I'm trying to figure that out. So just give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
So give me 1 second. Yep.
Hi. Is this a new person?
This is a pharmacist. Yeah, it's a different person.
Oh, Christ. This is embarrassing enough.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to... I took a Viagra. I thought it was an ibuprofen, I guess. Well, at any rate, I'm done with it, and I have to go to work really soon, and I'm not going to be able to go in there with an erection. I already have problems at work.
Okay.
The problem is, this is, you know, not good, because I don't know how I'm going to be able to make this work. Is there anything I can do to get it back to normal, you know, like a hot shower or anything that you recommend?
You want something cold? Ice packs, frozen peas.
Frozen peas. Okay.
Something frozen. Do you have anything in your freezer?
Oh, I have a frozen pizza, but it's not mine. I hate to, you know, kind of...
That's going to be your best bet.
Kind of worried here. How long does it takes that long to wear off? The first lady said something about 8 hours, 4 to 8 hours.
No, if it's more than 4 hours, you go to the emergency room.
Okay. It's only been about 10 minutes. The whole thing happened so fast, you know. I have to go to work in an hour, and I'm starting to get a little worried because I thought it would retract as soon as I was, you know, done with it.
Take some time. I would find something cold, something ice.
Okay.
Something that will draw the blood away.
Okay. I have a Red Baron frozen pizza in there, so...
If it does go 4 hours, please go to the emergency room.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it going 4 hours. I thought that was insane, that even the idea of that, but I guess I thought it would retract as soon as I was finished, but okay. Well, that's, I guess I'll just wait it out.
It's not going to be immediate.
Mm-mm. Well, see, what happened is I thought it was an ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. And it's my roommate's, you know, has a hard time getting an erection sometimes. Okay,
Ibuprofens are normally a dark red color.
Not always. Sometimes they're blue, aren't they? I don't know. You would know. What am I talking about?
There's no blue ibuprofen. The blue one is Aleve.
There, Aleve.
Aleve is a pretty similar color.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
And yeah, so, I got down that road, and then once all that, I think I figured it out now that it's not retracting. I kind of put two and two together. I didn't expect this to happen tonight because I have to work.
Sure.
And right. Not good.
Yeah, I would start with something cold.
Okay.
A cold shower, like turn it on the coldest temperature and just stand in the shower. Ice, anything in the freezer, things like that. That's going to be your first option other than just waiting.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help. I'll try to ice it down and see what happens. Thank you. Appreciate it.